Okay, on both sides. So we're here on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, and the Gemara is analyzing the sheet of Rav and comparing the sheet of Rav to the sheet of Rova. And all this has to do with the second chiddush of Rav, which is called Min B'Minon, that Afilu Bi Elef Lo Botel, which is the psak based on the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that appears in many places in Shas. And Rava has a certain limitation rule to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rava, it could very well be that Rabbi Yehuda only applies in a taroves that's pure min b'mina, which means it has no other element of eno mino. So that Rava will compare the following two scenarios. In scenario number one, you have non-kosher meat that falls into a mixture of kosher meat. In scenario number two, you have non-kosher meat that falls into a tarovis that has inside of it not only meat, meaning kosher meat, but also rotev. It also has liquids. It has other elements, other objects, or dover acher, which is called eno mino. And Rava says that the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, applying the principle of min b'mino lo batel, only applies in scenario number one, but not in scenario number two. Let me explain. In scenario number one, you have a mixture of meat and meat. That's min b'mino. And then everything becomes osur. In scenario number two, the mixture has not only mino in it, but also has eno mino in it. And here's where Rava applies a principle called salik. Salik means to ignore, so to speak. Literally, it means to put on the side. And Rava says, salik es mino kemisha eno. So if you're looking on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, about two-thirds down the page, you'll see D'Amar Rava. Let's see if we can find D'Amar Rava. I don't know of a shortcut here to indicate where D'Amar Rava is.
I have an asterisk just in front of the D'Amar.
I don't have the asterisk, but if you find the asterisk, then that's good. If you don't find the asterisk, then I would say count down about 15 lines from the top of the page, or you'll see two Tosus in, Tosus Dechidushu on your left side, and then Tosus Amar Rava. If you go right in the middle, you'll see the statement of Rava. Kasav Rav Yehuda kol shu min umino vid davar acher. If the min falls into a mixture of not only mino, but also davar acher, salekes mino kemisha eno, ignore the mino of kosher meat, into which the non-kosher meat fell, just ignore it. Imagine that it doesn't exist. And therefore, you're going to create a direct relationship here between mino and eno mino. And that's called the eno mino rabba olav umivatlo. There's a significant volume of eno mino, we'll call it rotev in this case. And we can now set up a relationship in which there's so much of a volume, such a significant volume of eno mino, that the mino in the eno mino is going to be batel. Which means that the original nevela, or whatever the iser was that fell in, and we'll see how we apply it to tipas cholov in just a second, becomes batel. In the Hebrew language, that would be misbateles. Misbateles means the chaticha asura misbateles. It loses its status as iser, it's lost, completely gone in this taroves. Again, keep in mind, I want to calm you down. We're talking about a case where he cannot recognize that nevela. If he recognizes that nevela, the nevela itself is not going to be mutter, and we'll discuss that as a separate topic. But in one of two scenarios, either he completely loses the chaticha asura, he has no idea where it is in this taroves, there's no way he can identify it, it doesn't have a red marking on it, or alternatively, he does identify it, but he removes it, And now all that's left is what? If he removes the Chaticha Asura.
Tom.
And that Tom is going to be bottled in what? In the Enomio, in the Rotev. Now you have a situation where the entire Rotev is mutter. And if that be the case, I don't have any problem with the other pieces of meat in this Taroves. Why? Because now I have a kedera that's made up of heter, right? The min, the eno mino was mevatel that tam of nevela. So there's no longer tam of nevela here, or for that matter, even if the physical nevela is still somewhere in this mixture, that nevela through the din of bittel has now become heter.
Now, this is not related to the fact that the tam would have to travel through the Sheino Mino, because we've been calling it the gravy.
Correct, and now we're assuming that any time that there's gravy in a mixture and there's a fire underneath it, any tam that goes in is mispashed. It spreads around throughout the entire kedera. Okay. It's not limited to one place. Yesterday, if you remember, we discussed Hanan, Chatichanas and Nevela Midrabanan, why the Rabbanan made such a gzera. So we said because maybe the tam is stuck in a certain place, you know, it's limited and you might come to be matirit and this, that, and the other thing. That's not what we're assuming now. Now the premise is that the tam of Isur spreads throughout the entire kedera, and since there's rov, there's marve olav, min b'she'eno mino, meaning the rotev, is therefore everything that was Isur is no longer Isur. In the fancy language, again, this is all previews of coming attractions. We're only at the beginning of a very long journey. There's something called Iser Nefach Lios Heter, which means that in a Taroves, where there's Bittel changes the status of the Iser and it's Mevatalit, and now it becomes Heter. So what's Rabbi Yehuda going to say? Well, what about the relationship between the meat, which was the Chaticha Surah, and the meat, which was Heter? Isn't there going to be a principle here of min v'mino in a bottle? No. The answer is no. Why? Because that piece of meat and its tam, which was nevela and fell into this taromus, is already misbatel. Why is it misbatel? Because of the she'eno mino. So I'll just read to you the Hebrew translation here, which he bases on a Rashi earlier in Masechta Chul, and he says the following. Re'eh, this is Rava's principle, and then we're going to apply it to Rav and see how it excludes Rav. Re'eh es haheter shemino shel isur ki'ilu eno kayam. In other words, what we have, the heter of mino, which means the other pieces of meat in this taroves, which are mino, the same min of the piece of meat, the Chaticha Asura, that fell into this Taroves, take a new perspective and imagine that this Heter, meaning the piece of Basa that's Mino, Ki'ilu Eino Kayam, just completely neutralize them. Imagine that they've evaporated. Umadeid, and now evaluate or measure Es HaHeter, She'eno mimino, which means the balance of the contents of this kedera, which is not meat. And then take a look at the relationship between the isur that fell in and the eno mino of heter. V'ad kama she'ein be'isur kedei litein bo tam, if to the extent, again, we're making certain assumptions here about Shishin, but let's assume that the ratio now between the Isa that fell in and the Heter of Eno Mino is such that you kidei loses ein be'isur kidei loses, there's not enough in the Isur, kidei loses both Tam, to give Tam into the Heter, is therefore the Heter of Eno Mino, right, is Mevatel es ha'isur. Oh, that's the Shita of Rav. So that's a very severe kind of curtailment of the principle, the application of the principle of Rabbi Yehuda of Min Bimino Enu Bata. Why? Because in every case where there's going to be a mixture of Mino and Eno Mino, so Again, I don't want to talk balabatish here, but in most cases, meat doesn't fall into meat. Meat falls into a pot. And the pot has a lot of things in it. You know, it's got vegetables, it's got soup, it's got liquids, it's got rotev. So what we're going to do is we're going to completely sideswipe Rabbi Yehuda's principle. And this, again, Rav is saying this in Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda is going to admit in this case that I see the relationship here between the mino and the she'eno mino. The mino of isur, which is a piece of basar, and the eno mino, which is the rest of the contents that's not basar. And to the extent to which I can establish that there's no tam from the isur going into the eno mino of heter, because there's already shishim, there's more than shishim in the eno mino of heter, the isur is batel. Now I just want to read to you a comment here. In the Masifta, he quotes the Prima Gadim. I don't know if you heard of the Prima Gadim. He lived about 150 years ago, a little bit more. And he's one of the most outstanding commentaries on Yoredeya, on that section of Issa Veheter. And he writes the following. He says, Kevan del libid Rabbi Yehuda min bimino eno batal. Right, Rabbi Yehuda says that there's no bitter with min bimino in basar and basar, let's say, for example. V'taroves tam ha-min bimino murkeves mitame ha-heter va-iser gam yachad. So if you look at this mixture of meat in meat, right, that's min bimino, what you end up with is two kinds of tam. You have a tam of the heter and you have a tam of the iser. They're both together, you know, living simultaneously in every single part of the contents of this pot. You know, every piece of meat that you pull out has within it both a, he calls it a harkava. Harkava means an integration of both A and B, the tam of the heter together with the tam of the isur. Therefore, he asks the following question, the Prima Gadim. It's a very naive kind of basic question. Eich yochal ha-she'eno mino l'rabos al ha-iser u'levatlo. How can you focus on the balance, you know, the remaining part of this kedera, which is the eno mino part, we'll call it the rotev, just to make life a little easier. And then you're going to use that rotev with its ribui, with its great massive amount, to be mevatel the iser. How can you say such a thing? Are itama iser murgosh bichlal tam mino shemina heter. Let me read that once more. Hare tama iser murgosh bichlal tam mino shemina heter. So again, when we look at the heter, in other words, the basar that was mutter and now became also because he's got in the basar hamutter a tam of what? Of the isur, because that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita min bimino lo batel. Uba heter she'eno mino ein kedei levatel shneim. Once Rabbi Yehuda establishes that in the tarobus of min bimino, the tam of the isur penetrates into the heter, and therefore every single piece of heter has now a combination of heter and isur, then you're going to have to be mevatel every single piece of meat in this tarovis. It's not enough to say, well, the rotev has 60 times the tam of the chaticha asura, because all the chatichos that were mutaros now have been infiltrated, have been contaminated with the tam of isur. And that's based on review the sheet of what? Min bimino eno batel. So what is this whole trick over here? You know, in Yiddish they call it a kunz, if you're familiar with that word. The Israelis adopted that word. There's a kunz here. What's the kunz? Salek. Salek means ignore the mino. Ignore the pieces of basar that are in, of heter that are in this kedera. How can you do so? Immediately when there's a cooking process in which a chatichas isur falls into a chatichas heter, or many chatichos of heter, and it's min bimino, the tam of the chatichos basar hasura now penetrates into every single piece of meat, which is mino, in that kedera, in that taromis. How then can you just simply say, well, let's set up a ratio of 60 to 1 with the heter of eno mino against the iser of mino? What about the iser in the heter of mino, if you follow what I mean? There's a tam iser in the heter of mino. It means every single piece of meat now has been has been contaminated, I don't know what word to use, have penetrated with or absorbed with a tam of Isur. So how do you understand this shita of Rav? So the Prima Gadim answers the following. Rava Sover, this is mind-boggling, Shetam Ki'ikar Midrabanan, that the entire institution called Tam Ki'ikar is only rabbinic, which means the following. That Rava is going to say that in the case of Basa Mechalov, you don't apply the principle of Tam Ki'ikar because it's a chiddush. And Rav is going to say that in the case of Zerah B'Sheila, if you remember that discussion about a carbon shlom of an al nazir, that's also a din in kodshim. And every single time you quote some source in the Torah for Tam Ki'ikar, Rav is going to reject that until he finally comes to the conclusion that all the Mishnayos and all the Sugyas that are predicated on the principle of Tam Ki Iker, that's all Midrabanan.
And he thinks Rabbi Yehuda holds that same thing.
And he's going to apply that in every single case, even in the case of Rabbi Yehuda, Min Bimino. In other words, any single time that you're talking about Tam, that Tam penetrates into a mixture, that's only a Dirabbanan Allah. The Rabbanan prohibited Tam. The Torah only prohibits Mamoshes. Mamoshes means Be'ed, some physical substance. But Tam, which is more abstract, that's already a rabbinic institution. Lachain. If we assume that we can identify Rava with the Shita that Tam Kikar is only Dirabbanan, again, we don't paskel like this, but he says, Lachain. Hitiru b'taroves tamim kishiyesh behetah kidei levatel sa isur atzma. What the Rabbanan said was that we're going to suspend the operation, right, the modus operandi of tam for the sake of using the eino mino to be mevatel the isur itself. And what the Rabbanan are going to do is they're going to say that since the entire institution of Tam, which as we applied in the case of Basar and Basar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Min Bimino, is only a Dirabbanan. So any Tam that enters into these pieces of meat from the meat that's Asar is only Dirabbanan. We're going to say, you know what? Let's be Mavatal, the original piece of meat, and it's Tam, the original Chaticha Sisur. How are we going to do that? We're going to accomplish that goal by being marbed the she'eno mino olav and being mevatel the original tam. This, says the Prima Gadim, could only make sense if the principle of tam ki'ikar is only derabbanan. If tam ki'ikar is doraisa, we're stuck. We have no way of explaining Rava, because again, what happens in min bimino is that the tam of isur penetrates into the mino of heter. So every min of heter that you pick up, every piece of basa has within it both the tam of heter and the tam of isur together simultaneously. And now, in order to be mevatel this isur, you're going to have to be mevatel all the basar in the kedera that was heter before the nefila, because every single piece of heter has a tam of isur in it. How could you therefore say marbal of levatlo, and now you're going to be mevatel that one piece of meat that was also that fell into this kedera? You have no right to do that, because immediately with the nefila, the tam of that piece of meat enters into every other piece of meat that's mino, and every piece of meat now has a tam of isur in it. And the Torah prohibits the tam of isur, says the Prima Gadim. There's no way you can explain Rav. This whole joke, this whole trick of setting up a ratio between the eino mino and the chatichas basar that fell in, that was asur, that you have no right to do, unless you assume that tam ki ikar is derabbanan. And again, I just want to summarize. The Prima Gadim holds that this entire sugya of Rava and the principle of Salek is based on the assumption that Tam Ki Iker is the Rabbanon, which is again against three different sugyas in Shas. It's against the sugya of Avodah Zarah, it's against the sugya Nazir, it's against the sugya here in Chulin. But so, that's Rav Mishnah.
But what I might tell Rava is, okay, I'll accept that we paskin Tam Ki Iker is the Rabbanon, but maybe Rav Yehuda is Cholek on that.
Well, how did Rava know that Rabbi Yehuda's halacha of min bimino and ibatel is based on tam ki'ika, which is the Rabbanon? The answer is that Rava held that there's no source in the Torah for tam ki'ika. So no one can hold that tam ki'ika is doraisa. Because what are you left with? You're left with tam. Where's the Issa itself? The Issa itself is gone. I mean, I could look at it and take it out, and yet the Torah prohibits it? Where do you find that the Torah prohibits Tam? And the answer is that that's only a rabbinic institution. And if so, we allow for the manipulation here of Salik.
Eric? So, I just want to review kind of the way this Gemara, that this whole sugya goes. It starts with Abaye saying that it's the Raisa. And so, because when Rava replies, it wasn't clear that he was rejecting Abaye. He was just saying, your proof is invalid.
Right.
But what the Prima Gartner is saying is that he actually holds...
Right.
Okay.
He was actually rejecting that proof because he held that Tom Kiker is only the Rabbanon. Now, Rav Osler, just give me one more minute because we're sort of like in the middle of a sentence. Okay, so that's Rav. But what does it have to do with Rav? Our sugya today is not the sugya of Rav, it's the sugya of Rav. So let's understand the analogy between the principle of Salek and Rav's case. In our Mishnah, and again, I promised you yesterday that we're going to figure out why the Gemara assumes the following premise. In our Mishnah, we're talking about a situation where there's enough of a volume in the Rotev to be mevatel the Chaticha HaNeseres. So let's understand. You remember that Rav has what I call Shlav Aleph and Shlav Bet. Shlav Aleph, the Tipas Chola, falls on one particular piece of meat. And then Shlav Bet, that piece of meat, once having become Aser, and that's what the principle of Hanan is, that it became a Cheftah D'Isura Basar B'Cholov, now, in its relationship to all the other pieces of meat in the Kederah, says Rav, we're going to apply the principle of Afilu Be'elef Lo Bata, which we called Mashu, if you remember yesterday, and that means that we're going to accept the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, and that piece of meat now asses the entire Kederah. But there are two premises here. Premise number one is what's in this Kederah. Not only meat, but also what?
Rotev.
And not only is that the premise that we're operating with another premise, and that is that there's enough in the Rotev, the volume of the Rotev is significant enough to be mevatel that first chaticha, what we call the chaticha elyona. Again, don't ask me right now, because that's going to be the next question that I have to address. How did the Gemara know that in our Mishnah, we're talking about a case where there's enough Rotev to be mevatel the chaticha haneseres, meaning the chaticha elyona that received the tam of the tipas chola. Now we have the following issue. If there is enough in the Rotev to be mevatel the chaticha that became asur in shlav aleph, then we will not apply the principle of Rabbi Yehuda of min b'mino eino batel, because there's a bittul with an eino mino. And we're going to apply the principle of salek. What does the principle of salek tell me, according to Rava? That I can look at the Rotev and its relationship to the Chaticha. And since the Rotev is eino mino vis-a-vis the Chaticha, we're going to apply the principle of bittul. And there's enough in the Rotev, again, that's the premise we're operating with, to be mevatel that original Chaticha. Is mevatel that Chatira is already misbateles. That's the key word here. It's misbateles berotev. And therefore, that Chaticha, even if I don't know where it is, it's lost in this Kedera, but it doesn't generate or contaminate the other Chatichos of Basar of Min Bimino, because it already was Misbateles. And therefore the Gemara comes to the conclusion that the principle of Rav and the principle of Rava, those two principles are mutually exclusive. I cannot accept Rav and apply Min Bimino if at the same time I accept Rava's principle of Salek. Now, how does the Gemara know that in our Mishnah there's enough in the Rotev to be mevatel that, you know, that top chaticha? I mean, I could always imagine a scenario in which there's a limited amount of Rotev in the Kedera, and that chaticha that was sticking out on the top, standing on the shoulders of other chatichos, that chaticha elyono was very large. Now, I mean, if I want to be argumentative about it, I could say such a thing. So here, I have a footnote, which I'm hoping will help us. I'm not sure if it will. We'll just take a stab at it. I really should have photocopied this, but I don't have always access to a photocopy machine, so you'll have to bear with me. He quotes the following principle based on a Rashi later on a Ramban here in our sugya, based on Tosvis. Here's the principle. Kevan sha mishna mifareshes viomeres nier es hakdera. You remember that the Mishnah had a Reish and a Sefer. We spent a lot of time on this. The Sefer was near. And Rashi says that al yidei hanir, what does he gain by mixing everything together? Again, we're not talking now about the machlokas that we spent a lot of time on, whether the nir is immediately or the nir is after a certain period of time. Leave that on the, you know, I can't do everything at once, I apologize, but leave that on the back burners. That we'll apply the principle of salik, okay? So leave that out. But let's just focus on the fact that nir es hakedera, Rashi tells us, again, we haven't gotten to this Rashi yet, Rashi says, al yidei ha'niyar, olim me'ashulayim al pi ha'kedera. Everything from the bottom of the kedera goes all the way up to the top. Which means that Rashi's telling us, number one, that there's an entire mixture here. Everything is mishkababbled. Everything is mixed together. And that's the power or the impact of niyar. Number two, Rashi's telling us something else. That we're talking about a situation where there's enough in the rotev to be mevatel that chatichas basar. In other words, the Reish is telling me that since there's no shishim in that chaticha liyona against the tipas basar, that chaticha becomes asura, adkan. That's the Reish. The Seif is telling me that I can still salvage the situation. And I can still be matir, even that piece of basar, the chatich al yona. How? If I do nir. Let's take the sheet of Rashi that it's a nir miyad. So if it's a nir miyad, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to gather together everything, and all the rotev, through this mixture, and Rashi's implying as a result, I can salvage the situation, I can be matir because I have shishim. So that the Rishonim are understanding, again, please don't ask me questions until I understand what I'm saying. Right now, I don't understand what I'm saying. So if you ask me any questions, I won't be able to answer you. You'll just embarrass me. But when I get to the point when I think that maybe I understand what I'm saying, then you can hit me with all your questions. Is that okay? So what's going on over here is that the Rishonim are learning from Rashi that there must be enough in the rotev, in other words, the volume of the rotev is large enough, is great enough in order to be mevatel, because otherwise, what good is niyar? If niyar is going to somehow be mevatel the isur, it must be that there's enough in the rotev to be mevatel the isur. Now, according to the shita of all these Rishonim that I mentioned their names earlier, our Mishnah is the subject of Rav's comment. What do I mean? Rav made the following comment, that once you mix the Kedera in such a way that now the Chaticha Yonah comes in contact with all the other Chatichos Basa, which is Min Bimino, then everything becomes awesome. And here's where the problem of Salek arises, because if we're assuming that Niyar has the potential to be Mavatel, the Isur, because there's enough in the Rotev to establish a Shishim and there's no Nesinas Tam, then why not apply the principle of Salek? Why does Rav assume that when I end up mixing this chaticha liyona together with the other chatichos that's in this kedera, everything becomes awesome because of min bimino lo bato? Why not apply the principle of salek? And Rashi says that the niyar in our Mishnah would have salvaged the iser and would have allowed me to be mevatel the iser because there's enough, apparently according to Rashi, in the rotev to establish to establish bittul. Now, just one second. Do I understand what I'm saying? So the truth is, I have to tell you, I don't really understand what I'm saying. Why? Because when Rashi says that by being menayres hakedera, you could salvage the situation, is Rashi saying that there's shishim in the rotev against the chatichas basar? Or is Rashi possibly saying that there's shishim in the rotev against the tipas chol? What do I mean? Rashi is trying to undermine or circumvent the principle of chanan. And Rashi's telling us that through the process of niyar, we can set up a relationship between the tipas cholav and everything that's in the kedera. I don't know that Rashi is definitely committed to the following premise, that the shishim in the rotev against the chatichas basar. How do the Rishonim learn from this Rashi that niyar is effective based on the calculation that the shishim in the rotem against the chatichas basar? So again, let's just go over this one more time. I'm just trying to get the mathematics here. It's very, very confusing to me. We're saying that l'chora there should have been a stereo between Rav and Rava. Why? Because since Rava has a principle of what? Of Saleik, then in this case there's enough in the rotev to be mevatel the basar. Correct? What do you have over here? You have basar of isur that falls into a tarovus that has both mino, which is basar, and eno mino, which is rotev. And how could Rava say that everything becomes asur when we have a principle called saleik and we can set up a ratio, a relationship between the basar and the rotev? Well, the Gemara seems to assume that there's enough in the rotev to be mevatel the basar. Why is that so? How does the Gemara know such a thing? So it's saying because Rashi says in Nir he could salvage it. Well, what Rashi means in Nir is he can jump the gun and before, you know, to be mocked in the Samucha, before you have a Chaticha Hasura, you can set up a relationship between the Tipas Cholav and the entire Kedera. That's what Nir is affecting. That doesn't prove to me that there's enough in the Rotev, according to Rashi, to create a shishim and bittul against the chatich itself. So again, I go back to square one. Kevan shav mishnah mefareshes v'omeres niyar sakedera. Because of Rashi, shal yidei aniyar olimei hashulayim al pi hakedera. Means everything goes up and mixes throughout the kedera. Barur shemedubar biofan sheyesh rotev harbe. Just one second. Give me one last shot over here. What was Nir according to? Maybe I do have to go back, even though I'm trying to avoid this like the plague. What is Nir in the Sefer? Well, let's go over it one more time. We had three shitos in Nir. I'm not going to go through all the three shitos, but let's say we have one shita. Oh, Shehigis miyad kodem shekibla chaticha tamina tipa. In other words, the tipa ain't no senes tam miyad. You have a short period of time. That was the Aruch HaShulchan about the, you know, the cholav is still hovering over the top of the tipa. And if you achieve near immediately, you really jump the gun. Then the tam of the cholav has not been mispashet throughout this chaticha. And therefore, I submerge this chaticha immediately into the kedera, and the entire kedera is mitztarif to mevatel the tipas cholav. That has no bearing on Rav, because Rav is talking about a situation where there already was chaticha nasis nevela, and after the chaticha nasis nevela, then he mixed it together. So let me see again. He says that chaticha nasis nevela. Just 1 second. When? Am I interpreting Rav correctly? I mean, again, I'm sorry, I'm going back to the basics here. What does Rav say? Omar Rav. Kevan shenosan tam b'chaticha. Oh, it's pretty clear, no? Kevan shenosan tam b'chaticha. We're talking about a situation where there already was a nesinas tam in the chaticha. Is chaticha atzmanasis nevela. The oseres kol chatichos kula. In fact, we discussed yesterday the possibility that since the top piece of meat is submerged partially in the rotev, then it's going to generate an iser in all the chatichos, even without niyar. So what does this have to do with Rashi in our Mishnah? Rashi in our Mishnah is talking about a case of Nir before the Nesinas Tam. There are no two Shlavim over here. Now let's try the Rashba. So the Rashba says, in Higis Achar Shekibla Achaticha Tam and Atipa, Yim Yesh Bikter Benosin Tam, She'en Shiur Shishim Keneged Kol Achaticha. Obviously, according to the Rashba, if we're talking about a case of Shlabet, right, that's called Higis Achar Shekibla Achaticha Tam, then you're going to need Shishim against that Chaticha. That's obvious. Now, one second. Hada Rashi Miein Lefarish Kepirish HaRashba, that's already after there was an Asinas Tam, the Ozil Lashitaso, maybe Rashi holds that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, Shemin Bimino Lo Botel, Vimkeni Efshel Lefarish Niyar Basefa, the Iri Bidin HaIsur Bechaticha El Yonah, Shoseres HaChatichos Shara Chatichos, Timkein Lo toli b'no same time. Would this help us at all? Let's just think. The reason why Rashi could not accept that near is the Rashba's near, that means after already gave time in the top, is because then how does the Mishnah say it depends upon the Nesinas Tam? This has nothing to do with the Nesinas Tam. It's a Masha, right? Because Rashi's holding like Rabbi Yehuda that min b'mino is eino bata. So therefore Rashi has to assume that the near takes place before the Nesinas Tam. So then the shishim in the rotav against the tipas cholav. There's no proof here whatsoever that there's shishim in the rotav against the chaticha. So what does he mean here? I'll just read it. He says, "Umidirei atosvis ochichu arishonim sheledas atosvis lo omar rav dvarav ala mishnah ela meimer bifnei atzma omar." V'smicha la Mishnah. Ulefi ze kavonas ha-gemara kan lilmod mistimas divrei rav shemeduba gam bi-ofen sheyesh berotiv kidei levai. Oh, that much I understood. You hear this? This is again, this is what I call a cop-out. This is a technical cop-out here. That Rav made a statement independent of the Mishnah, and he didn't qualify that statement. And Rav basically is saying that in general, if a tipas chola falls on a chaticha, and then you mix that chaticha into the kedera, then it's going to aser all of the chatichos midin min bimino. And apparently, Rav is saying that that's a universal rule, that's an absolute rule that always applies, even if there's enough in the rotev to be vatal that chaticha. Okay, that I understand. But according to the first interpretation, which he quotes in the name of the Ramban and the Rashba, that we're going on, that Rav is making his comment as an addendum to the Mishnah, and he's telling us that in the Mishnah, if you do a near, then everything becomes asur. Just one second. So what are we talking about? We're talking about that there's enough in the rotev. There's enough in the rotev to be mevatel what? The tipas cholav or the chaticha? I mean, Rav says that you have to be mevatel the chaticha. Correct? Because the chaticha itself became a nevela. As I state, that's what Rav says. The chaticha became a nevela. Now that nevela is going to answer all the other basa because it's min bimino. So how do you know that there's shishim in the rotev?
So you get it.
That's what I'm saying. If you, there are two Mahalachim here. One Mahalach is Tosfos, and he says that Rav made a statement independent of the Mishnah. But let's leave that out. We're talking now, according to all the Rishonim, that Rav is commenting on the Mishnah. And Rav is telling us on the Mishnah that if he doesn't do the Nir immediately, in other words, if the Chaticha El Yonah becomes Nevela, because the Tam of the Cholav was Mispashin in that Chaticha, then you got a problem, says Rav, with all the other Chatichas, because it's Min B'mino. So now the Gemara says, well, what about Saleh? What about the Rotev? The Shishim and the Rotev? How does the Gemara know that in our Mishnah, the Shishim and the Rotev against the Chaticha? You know, there may be Shishim and the Rotev against the Tipas Cholov, that I can admit. That's a fair assumption. But how do you know that the Shishim in the Rotev against that Chaticha Yona that now became an Avela? How does the Gemara know that? Because if you don't know that, then there's no question about Salek. Salek is not an issue over here. Salek is only going to be an issue if you could be Marbe, the She'eno, Mino, Olav, and Mevatel.
Rava's assuming the Shishim, because otherwise there is no Nafkamir for Salek.
He's not the one who says Salek.
Just one second. One second, there's one thought that crossed my mind here. Just a second. Umaika Sover. Wait, just if you can fast forward a little bit, we're skipping a few lines in the Gemara. Okay. Do you see where it says Maika Sover? Oh, Maika Sover. Maika Sover. Just one second. Oh, now I understand. Ika sover efshel sochto mutter. Is chaticha my nasis nevela? Just one second. So the Gemara, that's what I'm trying to figure out. The Gemara has a havamina here, which it rejects, that Rav is holding efshel sochto mutter. Just one second. If efshel sochto is mutter, shucks. See, I had a pshat here, but the Gemara rejects this Havamina. Rabbi says, should I bother you with this possibility, or should I? It's wrong anyway, so why should I bother?
I have a feeling. I have a feeling that by tomorrow morning it's going to be clear in your head.
I hope so. If not, then by Sunday morning, hopefully. But again, let me just try to run something by you.
Okay.
Is there a serious Havamina here that Efshel is Sokto Mutter? And again, my Kasar is going on Rav. The Gemara immediately rejects it. So again, everything I'm telling you is what we call Dok V'Tishkach. You know, it's listen to what I say and then forget what I said. But because the Gemara rejects it. But if you're willing to grant me a literary license here, poetic license, that there was a serious Havamina in the Gemara, that according to Rav, Efshel is Sokto is Mutter. Now again, I can't tell you that Rav holds Efshel Sokol Mutter Lomaskona, because the Gemara seems to reject this, but the Gemara does have, as you'll see down at the bottom of Kuf Chesav and Alf, has Shmuel, Reb Shimbel Bar Rebbe, Reish Lakish, they all hold Efshel Sokol Mutter. Oh, and look further, at the bottom of page Kuf Ches, the Gemara says, V'sova Rav Efshel Soto Osor? Is that really Sova Itmar? And the Gemara is going to try to prove that Rav holds that Efshel Soto is Mutter. That's not the Maskara, but again, there is one. My presentation here that I'm about to present to you is based on the following premise, that there is a serious Havamina in the Gemara that Rav might hold Efshel is Sokto Mutter. Okay, if we assume that Efshel is Sokto is Mutter, then perhaps I understand exactly what the Gemara's problem here is with Salik. What do I mean? That when we talk about Shlav Bet. So in Shlav Aleph, there was enough time that passed for the Tipas Cholov to penetrate throughout the Chatich Elyon. Correct? That we know. However, Efshel Sokto Mutter, which means if I can take this Chaticha and I can put it into a kedera. Again, I'm not allowed to do that lechatchil because ein mevat lenisa lechatchil. But let's say it fell into a kedera. Then efshel esochto means if I have enough in the second kedera to be mevatel the original tam isur, which in our case is tam cholov, then everything becomes mutter. Schita. In other words, I've really squeezed out the milk that generated this isur in the bosom. How did I squeeze it out? Through the principle of bittul. Why? What happens? You have all these forces of heter, and they gather together, and they attack that original tipas cholov. The whole problem was in that tipas cholov.
So this is what we were discussing yesterday with the... Essentially, you're nullifying the tam, not the chatichah.
Correct. Exactly. It's, remember, on the chart, I called it machmas bilua, right. Meaning the whole problem here, the thorn in our side is that tam of cholov, that tipas cholov that fell in here. So now the tipas cholov at shlav aleph has rested and descended upon a chatichas basa. But now I take that chatichas basa and I put it together with other chatichas basa. In a case where I have enough to be mevatel, all I need is shishim to be mevatel the tipas cholov. That's called efshel sota muta. So the Gemara says then, I don't understand Rav. Why? Because I have the principle of Rava, and that is Salek. If I apply the principle of Rava of Salek, then what I do is, I have enough in the Eino Mino to be Mavata Lutipas Cholov. How does the Gemara know that Mishnah is talking about a case where there's enough in the Eino Mino, the Rotem, to be Mavata Lutipas Cholov? The answer is because Rashi says that's the whole purpose of Niyar. The whole purpose of Niyar, again, Rashi's talking about a different Niyar, not the Niyar of Rav. Rav's Niyar is a later Niyar, right? That's the Rashba's situation, where after the Tipas Cholov settled in the Chatichal Yonah, then I did a Niyar. That's not Rashi's Niyar. Rashi's Niyar is a Miyad. As soon as the Tipas Cholov fell, he jumped the gun, and he immediately did Niyar. And Rashi says, now I can be Mavata the Tipas Cholov. It means that Rashi assumes that in our Mishnah, there's enough in the Rotev to be Mavata the Tipas Cholov, which is a logical assumption. And that's why, according to Rashi, we gain something and benefit from Niyar. What is Rashi? What's my agenda here? What am I gaining by doing the Niyar, if I'm very smart? What I'm doing is I'm preventing the Iser from settling in the top Chaticha. Because now I did an immediate Niyar, and that Tipas Chom is going to fall not into that first top Chaticha, but it falls into the entire Kedera, because I did a Niyar immediately, before the Tipa got a chance to do its damage. If that be the case, then Rashi must be assuming that there's enough in the Rotem that Shishim against the Tipas Cholov. But I asked you, what does that have to do with Rav? Rav is talking about a Niyar that was after the Tipas Cholov settled into the Chakticha. So that's where I'm adding, because Rav holds Efshel Soto Mut.
If that's the case with Rashi, then why does it have to be just the Rotem? He can include all the meat as well. Because it's not Min Bimino, because now we're just worried about the Tipas Cholov, but I'm worried about...
Einochidami, you're right, but certainly you have to admit to me that in the Rotev, there's enough to be Mavatel Tipas Cholov.
But I'm saying, why do you have to conclude that? Because if you can include the meat, then it doesn't...
Maybe the Rotev only has 50,
right,
50%, meat, maybe it only has 30 instead of 60, and then when you add the meat.
Yes, it's not necessarily clear, because you've now excluded the Tipas Cholov from the meat. So therefore, it's
right.
Not min b'mino.
Right, and I want to further strengthen your question, because if Rav is operating with min b'mino, and Rav says that this chatichas basar now prohibits all the basar, so then how does salek work? Why does the Gemara think that we should apply the principle of salek? And what are we going to say now? That there's enough in the Rotev.
For the Chatichah.
Just 1 second. There's enough in the Rotev. So you can't add the Rotev plus the Basar to Mivato, because the Basar is Min Bimino, right? So you're going to have to say that if I isolate the Rotev, there's enough in the Rotev to Mivato. Now 1 second. Since according to Rashi, Nir helps me, it must be the Shishim. But you're saying that Rashi's Shishim is Rotev plus Basar, right? Because you don't apply the principle of min b'mino. Just 1 second. Because if you're dealing with cholov, then cholov in basar is min b'sheino mino. So if it's min b'sheino mino, then we can add and integrate the basar to create the shishim. How does Rashi prove to us that the Mishnah is talking about a case with the shishim in the Rotev? I don't know. I'm lost. So like Chaim said before, maybe over the weekend, you know, we'll have, you know, Parshas Bereishis is meant to be a new Bereishis, so maybe we'll get new Kaifas here and we'll see. Okay then, but again, the bottom line is that the Gemara holds that according to Rav, we should apply the principle of Salek, and that would solve Rav's problem. Rav says everything is awesome, and Bimino, it means he's against Rava, and he rejects Salek. And that's what we have to work on over the weekend, believe me.